What we've seen in the last year is a rise across the country in levels of long-term empty homes, and it's the second year running that we've seen that rise. Across the country, the rise was just over 5%. The rise in Kent's around 7%. But obviously, there's a lot of variation across the country, as there is within Kent, with some areas having very high levels of empty homes and other areas having lower levels. And in terms of a national picture, we've seen rising numbers in two-thirds of the local authority areas in the country. So it's quite widespread, both in low-value and high-value areas in terms of property pricing. So it's a significant national trend, which probably reflects both the overall housing market and a sort of slowing in the housing market, which we've seen in the last couple of years since 2016. And it also reflects the fact that certain types of property are tending to be left empty more often. In terms of what types of property are left empty across the country, there are empty properties in all council tax bands, from the very high value properties to very low value properties. But empty properties are generally more likely to be lower value properties. Terraced housing is more likely to be found empty, and that's sometimes because it's bought often at auction by investors, and there's a relatively low incentive to bring the property into use quickly. So people will bring some property into use, or they might buy a property and find that, although it was very cheap to buy, it actually requires a lot of work to bring it back into use. Often, small terrace properties are under-insulated as well, so they do require a bit of investment to bring them into, occupation as good homes. Our role is largely campaigning for investment to ensure that more empty homes are brought back into use. But we do work with projects around the country that are active in doing this, and we also work with local authorities. And as you may know, Kent are quite active in supporting both individuals and small property developers bringing empty homes back into use. They have a loan scheme and various other types of support that they offer through an initiative called No Use Empty. It's a Kent County Council initiative called No Use Empty, and they're quite sort of well known in terms of good practice in supporting people bringing empty homes back into use. They've obviously recognised that there was a particular problem in Kent. In general, we see more long-term empty homes in areas that are either areas of industrial decline, like the big northern cities, or in declining or declined coastal areas of the country. And obviously, Kent County Council are very much trying to turn that around by backing people bringing homes back into use with, as I say, a range of incentives and support, including financial ones.